between man and woman also say, because she is she, because I am I. Certainly, but Eros doesn't mean quite the same thing. Eros means because she is my goal, my journey's end, my quarry. Because I need her and she me. Because we are key and lock, thirst and water, seal and wax. But friendship means because he has the same goal, because he is taking the same journey, because he is hunting the same quarry, because we are both filled with the same need. I am speaking, of course, of Eros here in a sort of chemical purity from which, thank God, he is usually preserved in ordinary life, where happy Eros is nearly always combined with storge and very often with friendship too. Now, by saying that Eros can be combined with friendship, I have, you noticed, assumed that there can be friendship between a man and a woman. There are people who don't believe this. They think that any apparent instance of it is usually a disguise for Eros or the beginning of Eros. And there are also people who think there are no true friendships between women and women. Both views are, in my opinion, wrong as generalizations, but I am afraid they are likely enough to be true of many societies or classes within societies at certain periods. Companionship is the soil out of which friendships grow, and where the soil is lacking, of course, the plant will not exist. Where men work and women don't, or where they do quite different work, or again, where men are educated and women not, or where the sexes have different educations, there will be no companionship and therefore no friendships between the sexes. They can meet only in Eros and Storge. For I don't think lovers can be in the true sense friends as well as lovers, unless they are the sort of man and the sort of woman who would have been friends even if they had not fallen in love. But quite often, though there was no companionship between the sexes, the women have had their own companionship parallel to and distinct from that of the men. In many primitive communities, they go together to the washing pools or to sow the fields. A whole female life with its own labors, rituals, sometimes even its own language is built up, and the men are as jealously excluded from it as the women are from theirs. That is one possible and tolerable state of affairs. Friendships between women and women, friendships between men and men, but none between the sexes. Another possible state of affairs, which I like very much better, is that which we see nowadays in those societies where men and women, rarely equal in education, collaborate in the same professions and have the same tastes. Real friendships can then arise both between women and women, and between women and men, and between men and men. But unfortunately, there are in the modern world quite a number of women.